USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Russian war in Ukraine enters its fifth day. Over the weekend, many countries expanded their sanctions against the Russian aggression. Switzerland, often a neutral country, on Monday is set to review its potential sanctions and asset freezes against Russia. Putin responded to all the pushback by putting his nuclear weapons on high alert. The BBC translates.
Top officials of leading NATO countries are making aggressive statements about our country. Therefore, I'm ordering the Minister of Defense and the Chief of the General Staff to put the strategic nuclear forces on special alert.
The office of Ukrainian President Zelensky said a delegation would meet with Russian officials for talks near the Belarus border on Monday. Vaccine passports will no longer be required in New York City starting March 7th. Mayor Eric Adams said Sunday he plans on lifting school mask mandates then too, barring major infections. USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Pennsylvania is pulling Russian alcohol from their shelves in support of the Ukrainian people's desire for freedom.
The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board is directing its stores, called Fine Wine and Good Spirits, to stop buying and selling Russian-sourced products. It's in protest of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. PA Governor Tom Wolf called it a show of solidarity and support for the people of Ukraine and, quote, an expression of our collective revulsion with the unprovoked actions of the Russian state. Wolf joins his counterparts in New Hampshire, Ohio, and Utah in ordering Russian products off the shelves of state-controlled liquor stores. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Defense around the Capitol building will go back up for President Biden's State of the Union address this week. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger said that the decision to resurrect defense was made out of an abundance of caution and in conjunction with the United States Secret Service. Truck convoys arriving in Washington, D.C. about the same time as the State of the Union address is also giving extra concern for security officials. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine has entered its fifth day, the resolve of the freedom-loving people in Ukraine has many Americans in awe. James Carafano is the Vice President for Policy at the Heritage Foundation. He tells Fox News, Putin's war is pitting brother and sister against brother and sister.
I have been to Kyiv. It's a beautiful city, and the Euromaidan was the center of the revolution that brought democracy to Ukraine. Kyiv is the heart of this, so it's remarkable to see the land of freedom essentially under assault again. But, first of all, it's day five. I think it's 3 days longer than anybody thought they would last. The fact that the Belarusian forces have been brought in is really interesting. You know, Belarusians, much like Russians, consider Ukrainians their brothers and their sisters. And I don't think the average Russian or Belarusian wants to be fighting Ukrainians. It's not in their heart to do that. So, and I can't imagine that this was the plan, that bringing in Belarusian forces was part of the plan. So clearly, the Russians are doing things that they didn't think they were going to be doing when they planned the invasion.
The James Webb Space Telescope continues to have success as its month-long mirror alignment continues. The team is now starting the fourth phase of mirror alignment, known as the course phasing. The first images should be available in July. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.